Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City on this Monday evening. As now joining us on the lines, the head football coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowboys, it's Caleb Vogel on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So as we look at your ball club coming into 2024, obviously it's always a long off season. A lot of work gets put in the winter and in the spring, and really once you start getting into the summer, kids really start hitting the weight room hard, hitting the field, getting conditioning hard, and hitting camp, so on and so forth. And just from what you've seen from this group, what are some things that you've been happy with seeing through the off season workout progress?
I just keep telling our athletes, we just want you guys to be multiple sport athletes, and that's what we continue to push as a program. Once football season gets over, a lot of our athletes, go on to their winter sport, and we just want that, in our program, that they can just be able to compete, and be part of a team. And if they choose not to, well, then, we just expect them, to be in the weight room as much as they can and just grow in there. And with the weight room, we have a pretty intense off-season program that we do. Kids are showing up. Our leaders are starting to step up, getting kids involved in the weight room. If they don't show up, they're picking them up, they're carpooling to make sure they get here. But the growth that I've seen in the weight room, the numbers that are growing in the weight room, the kids that are getting bigger, faster, stronger, I see the growth, in all the other sports that these kids do. So that's what impressed me, has impressed me the most. When we went down to Central Camp, just a week or so ago, the kids just being able to compete, and just getting after it and just playing physical, on both sides of the ball, and that's what we want as a program, as kids that just get after it, and that's what they did. So I'm excited that, that I was able to see that and be part of that, and we just got to continue to carry it on and into the season.
And as we take a look at the team, I want to start on the offensive side of the football. You're going to have some changes from last year's team. You had some pretty some senior-laden positions on offense. You lose your quarterback in Carson Nesheim. Diego Gonzalez has graduated as well. And in terms of receivers, Colin Kirstein, he's off and graduating. You lose a lot of the offensive line to graduation. So it was a very senior-heavy starting group last year. But you do have some younger guys that have had varsity experience and had some pretty big varsity experience. When you look at those positions you need to fill on the offensive side of the football, who are some people that have stood out so far through the offseason as you guys get into camp?
Of course, losing those seniors, are going to play a big factor. But we had, guys that were, two or three deep last year that really mixed in well, towards the end of the season. They just got better, as players, somebody like Huxley Langenfelter, who was only a freshman last year, did really well for us last year on both sides of the ball. Offensively, he'll be a workhorse for us. Charlie Campbell, who played really well towards the end of the year for us, offensively, he'll be another one. Caleb Seba, who will be a senior this year, didn't play a ton of offense last year, but he's definitely going to have to play this year. And he's just another kid that just a tough-nosed kid that's just going to get after the ball. Right now, we got a battle at a quarterback position with two sophomores. So it's good to see them guys compete every single day. That senior is up front on the offensive line, like Cole Rothman and Bryce Lindemann, who have had experience. We will be definitely huge for our line this year, because we definitely count on our offensive linemen to get the job done. And so we'll be pretty stout out there. But we'll have a young team, but we got a lot of good guys that are going to be able to step up and fill some roles and be really good for us offensively. So I'm super excited to see what we can do.
And looking at the defensive side, you bring back, you talked about Caleb Seba on the offensive side. He's back on the defensive side. He's been a key piece at linebacker. Huxley Langenfelter, you said, kind of broke out as a freshman. He was one of your leading tacklers, actually was your leading tackler last year, from kind of that hybrid safety linebacker spot in your 3-3 stack you run defensively. And other guys you bring back, Charlie Campbell, we talked about him, as well as Bryce Lindemann on the defensive line. When you look at the core you've got coming back, and then maybe some guys that are ready to step up on the defensive side, what are you excited about on that defensive side of the football?
Yeah, we just preach every day in practice, that we got to be a tough physical defense, a hard-nosed team that's going to come downhill and, hit you in the mouth when it counts and continue to keep doing that. And that's what we preach, we got to be physical. We said those few names, another couple names that filled a role for us last year, are going to do another good job this year. And you know, a guy like Selvin Gonzalez, you know, JD Markle, you know, is filling a great role for us on defense. You know, again, Cole Rothman. We got a couple guys that are new to our program this year that have done really well, you know, in the off season, you know, and even at camp. So those guys are definitely going to be key factors for this year, and we just got to continue to play style defense. It'd be tough, and just get after it each and every single night.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before we kick off all games at the end of the month.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep, that was Caleb Vogel, the head football coach of the Clare and Goldfield Dallas Cowboys here on our Coach Speak program. We're talking with Eagle Grove coach Logan Willard after the break on 95.7 FM.